Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello, Fat Mascara. It's happening.
Hello.
It's happening. We're kicking off the show. I'm so excited for this one. Hi, my name is Jessica Matlin.
Hi, I'm Jen Sullivan. Jess, before we get into it, your interview with Hayley Williams and Brian O'Connor. Iconic. I was like yelling out as I was editing it. I was like yelling out, like jumping into the conversation. It was, they just seemed so, so cool. It was a great interview.
They were really cool. And, you know, Jen and I, when we get requests for double interviews, sometimes, I'm just saying, sometimes I get a little nervous because it's really hard to have chemistry with one person, let alone two. Like, it's like three is a tricky number.
Yeah.
I almost wouldn't let them off the phone.
Oh, no, I could see you down there in Nashville. And he had a farm. I was like, he's on trend. He has a farm. P.S. How many people have messaged us about their farms? Like a large percentage of the Fat Mascara fam has a farm.
We got a lot of, it's like only farmers up in here. And then we got some great—
beautiful, beauty-obsessed farmers.
Beauty-obsessed farmers, super chic. You can be chic and a farmer. And we've got some beautiful piggies in the house. We got some photos of piggies.
Oh, they're still coming in. Yeah, people have been sending us some of their animals.
Yeah, don't stop. We're about the city life and the country life here.
That's right. You were a little bit of a city mouse this past week, though, right?
Oh, I was— nice segue. I was such a city
mouse. Dude, if you call out my segue, it's not as smooth as I had it be. It was so smooth, though, wasn't it?
Sorry.
It was great. I loved it.
It was really good. Okay, so about like a week and a half ago, so, you know, maybe you heard the Met Ball. It went from Met Ball to Met Gala at some point. Remember, everyone called it the Met Ball?
To Met Weekend. To Met Week.
Yeah,
exactly. Met Season.
Yeah. First Monday in May. So something funny happens with all of the facialists, okay? They all descend on the Upper East Side and they all set up camp in the various hotels in like the 60s and 70s. And for those of you who are not in New York, but you get the grid, okay? You get the New York City grid. They all sit in these different hotels and they set up their kind of like salons or their facial stations, and they have different VIPs come for the Met season. And obviously the people are not getting a facial 10 minutes before the Met Gala. They'll go a couple of days before, or like maybe the day before. Funny bit of trivia that I heard once from a facialist who I won't name, said that it is like the scariest place because she'll set up her spot, but people will be like kind of just like lurking with like basically their business cards and
in the hotel lobbies.
Yeah, just or like, you know, like the agent's agent will be there like trying to get a free facial. It's kind of like a Penn Station of business opportunities. Do you know what I mean? Or like, why don't you come with
They're
me?
They're in residence. They're in residence, They're in whatever residence, that means.
But yes. People will be looking for like, you should do my client or like somebody trying to steal a client. Like it's super exclusive, but there's also a lot of wheeling and dealing that happens in these things. But anyway, I'm not exposed to any of that. I didn't see any of that. But the brands will, about 3 or 4 days before, they will, before the true VIPs come in, they will ask editors and experts like, you know, in the beauty business to come in and get a facial to meet and greet. So Stella McCartney Beauty, one of my absolute favorite brands. Jen and I have talked about their resurrection. You know, you might be like, she has a beauty brand. Yes, she came out with a beauty brand 2007 or so, 2006 or 2007. Then it sunsetted and now it is back again with only three products. Her brand had a residency at the Lowell Hotel, which is so chic, so understated, so not a place where they would allow any kind of hijinks that I just discussed. It is so fabulous. Okay, they had a residency with a facialist called Minimal by Hada. I want you to go follow her.
Her name's Hada, right? Not Hada. Minimal.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's,
her,
it's
Hada. That's her handle.
Okay. Minimal by Hada. And she's really like into, if you're wellness, if that's your kind of thing, wellness, lymphatic drainage, taking time for yourself. She's not there with 45 different machines extracting you to death. She's really just about like kind of like peace and like lymphatic drainage and making you feel well. Now, Stella only has three products in her line. We've talked about this, Jen, right? A milky cleanser.
You love a tight edit. Yes.
A tight edit. Okay. A milky cleanser, a serum, a comforting cream. So I was like, what is this person going to do? She's going to walk me through the line. I'll be out in 15 minutes. It was like the Nicola Joss facial.
Oh, she got in there.
Yes.
Because Nicola is famous for getting in there.
I was on a comfortable bed. She did all, she's like, we're going to talk. She's like, I hope you like a firm touch. Got in there with the tension. Firm pushing, like firm.
Now, did she put on the gloves and get inside your mouth?
She put on the gloves and she got inside the mouth. And she basically moved my jaw back to where it was before I moved to New York.
Before the tension of the big city permanently altered it.
And
did you feel like it felt looser?
It felt looser. My shoulders were down like 2 inches after I left.
So much tension from like jaw to like collarbone, isn't there?
But is it? Yes. And I'm like, what? Why aren't other facialists doing this? Like, why isn't this why are we so obsessed with the skin versus
the fascia,
what the face,
the muscle? Yes. Yeah,
it's facialists, not
it's like face chiropractor. Oh, we're gonna see one of those next. I guarantee it. Who's going to make that their like little, you can take that whatever little esthetician out there and you need your branding thing, you're going to be the face chiropractor. I love
the
it.
The face chiropractor. She did more for
you're
me
welcome.
Than, Jen, I think like this is the discussion we need to be having because it was about relaxation. The products were part of it, but it was about the simplicity and the relaxation. And that's what half of us go to a facialist for or, you know, to the spa for.
Yeah, and this is very American of us to think of it only as an indulgence. In fact, we have a guest coming up in a couple weeks. Should I say her name? Maybe not. But she spent a lot of time in Korea researching the Korean beauty industry. And she talks a lot about this in her book that we're going to be talking about how in many other countries, this is just the same as going to a dentist almost, or even more frequent than that. This is part of like your self-care, your body care, your health, not just indulgence.
It's like when you go, I mean, I've been on vacation so long, but like when you come back from vacation and somebody looks good and you're like, you look good. It's not because they had Botox or an extraction or something. Like
they relaxed. They brought out the tension.
Or somebody's in love. They look happy.
Yeah. So you had a great experience?
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. This woman's fantastic. She's a good follow on Instagram. Lovely person.
I love that.
Yeah. thought that was a nice experience I wanted to share with you.
Share it with us. Share it with mm-hmm. me. Guess who else you're sharing it with? It technically. We have a special guest yes. this episode. Our intern, Georgina Kim. Georgina is going to be coming on in a little bit. She's here with us in the studio, but she's going to do her own segment. I'm so excited about this episode. We're going to do the news like normal, but Georgina is obsessed with fragrance and skincare. We'll tell you a little bit about her when she comes on, but she's going to be she did some testing, some product testing of hand creams for us, the same way I did with those solid shampoos a couple weeks ago. Like, she got into it. So it's like a special highlight this episode I'm really excited about. And we're going to do the news and raise a wand. You guys are going to love this, and Jess is going to love this raise a wand. And that's kind of going to be our
now I'm curious
episode. Oh, yeah. Well, it's good. It's good.
Awesome.
You ready to get into it?
Let's do it. Okay. Let's get to the news. It's going to be short and sweet today, but I think we've got some interesting items in the world of beauty. Of course, beauty brands have to keep it fresh with the celebrity faces. Maybe you guys heard about this. Courteney Cox keeps getting work. Not only does she have her own brand, which is like the home...
Home court.
Home
I actually am going to be mentioning that later. Yeah, yeah.
Really? I wanted to call it Home Goods, but I know that's not it.
Her name's Courtney. It's home.
Yes,
court.
I get it. And it's actually very nice.
It has levels, Jess.
It has levels. She is the face of Dermalogica. That one surprised me.
Well, I know she's been talking about how she's doing less injectable work and stuff. And I feel like when you lower down on the derm stuff, you push up your skincare and you get it in line. So I'm not mad at this.
I'm not mad at it.
I love Dermalogica. So that's like... I don't think they need a celebrity face either, to be perfectly honest.
But. No, and I actually don't recall them ever having a celebrity face. But I agree with you, Jen. I think that it was a very smart pivot for her to... Actually, it wasn't a pivot. It was just a kind of realignment. People were mm-hmm. thinking about her as an injectable person. I doubt she wanted that. And then she's been talking
about... Yeah, you want
to
be known for your great skin, not your great injections.
Exactly. So I think that was very smart. But there was an article in Harper's Bazaar, always love Harper's Bazaar, soft spot, and my former colleague, the amazing Jamie Wilson, got to interview her. And she said that Courtney, when she was Monica Geller on Friends, she actually had Dermalogica in the bathroom. Like, it was like part of her propping.
Wait, this goes back to like an ongoing online thing we've been talking about, like what's in the medicine cabinets of these characters. And then did you see our fellow podcaster, Kirby, wrote for the Airmail Look about imagining what would be in the medicine cabinets of people on Succession, actually. But I don't, now I'm going to go back to all the Friends episodes and see if I can figure out what they're using. It is very Monica. You know, there's a regimen. It has steps. It's efficacious and clean and clean. You know what I mean? Like, it feels very Monica. Okay, I'm
into
it.
It is very Monica. Yes, exactly. It's kind of no frills, efficacious and clean. So she told Harper's Bazaar exclusively, there are certain products that you love because they smell great, because they're natural and fresh, but I want mine to be like that and be backed by science. And that's why I've always loved Dermalogica. And she said that the microfoliant is her favorite. She said, I love that it rejuvenates.
Oh, she got her talking points with Jamie. Good job. Good job.
Yeah. And she's all about, you know, her number one beauty tip is, I mean, who's not doing this? She said, wash your face before you go to sleep. I mean, I guess people
are
still...
That's not rocket science, but thank you.
I know. And then she did this really cute video I saw, just it was embedded in the article. But I have to say, she's a great spokesperson because she's doing this microfoliant challenge where she's like trying to make hers really frothy next to a guy from Dermalogica, like next to one of their skin experts. So she's like cooking, like making it super frothy.
It's Wait, are we talking about the milk foliant, the blue bottle where you shake it in your hand?
No,
the microfoliant. Okay, where you still have to add water, right? Or no?
You know, you do. Okay. Anyway, it's super cute. Well done, Dermalogica. Great spokesperson. But anyway, it just kind of made me smile. Another new celebrity alliance is Barbie Ferreira. She is the new face of Sol de Janeiro, a brand that is so hot that I'm seeing Sol de Janeiro knockoffs.
Oh.
I was in Sam's Club the other day.
What do they call it? Like Bim Bim Cream?
I don't remember what it's called, but I just
Bam Bam?
I saw another brand. I thought it was them, but it had the same kind of shape and the same kind of look. I guess you'd call it a dupe.
Yeah, she's fronting that limited edition vacation scent.
Yeah.
There's like three little, and they look like little colorful pills. I love her. I think she's so cool.
She's very cool. I remember being at Teen Vogue 6 years ago, 7 years ago now, and we used her for everything. She was so young, and she was like the kind of cool young girl.
Well, she was like a model before she was on Euphoria. So like that girl knows how to take a picture.
Yeah, she was the girl. And now she is a model for Sol de Janeiro. There we go. Okay. All right, Jen, let's go to our next item. Let's talk about fragrance, specifically AI fragrances.
Okay.
What do you know about AI fragrances?
Please see my article in Elle from 2 to 3 years ago. I know a lot because I've actually been to use some of the machine learning tools at some of the fragrance makers to write the story I wrote about it. This scares me less than AI used for ChatGPT, I'll be perfectly honest.
Okay.
I don't think like the note developing algorithm is going to get out of hand and take over the world. Okay with it. It helps perfumers a lot to come up with like novel accords and new ways of making fragrance.
Well, that's how Aaliyah from Régime de Fleur felt about it when she used it to create her new fragrance. So, I know. So,
side note, I'm obsessed with her and that brand ever since we had her on. Like, now I just like stalk her on Instagram. I'm just like, she's the coolest.
She is the coolest. So, for her new fragrance, Pollination, she turned to ChatGPT to suggest what she says some fresh ideas in those final stages of formulation. So she didn't use ChatGPT for the whole thing. She just wanted to like round it out. And almost when I spoke to her about it, she said that she almost wanted feedback, like she was talking to another person, just like a collaborator.
Okay, this is very different than what I wrote about. This is like in the marketing end, not in the chemical development end.
No, this was for the chemical development.
Go ahead.
So she said she was pleasantly surprised by its knowledge of specific molecules and raw materials. And then for the imagery, she used a function of AI called DALL-E, DALL-E, and that helped her with the imagery, which was just, she found really inspiring. So she put that message out in her email to people who subscribe to Régime de Fleur's email. The fragrance, I have not smelled it yet. I'm getting a sample. I can't wait, but she was really excited about this. And I want to feel like most people were either excited or indifferent, but she did get a few emails and a few DMs from people who obviously are interested in her brand because they follow her, but they were not so excited. And they felt that this was... You know, the same reservations that like Jen and I have expressed about ChatGPT or...
Yeah, there's two camps on this because I have a friend, he's like a film director. He cuts trailers for movies and stuff. And he's the one who introduced me to that Midjourney I was talking about. It's on Discord server. It's basically an AI image creator. You don't even have to feed it an image. And you can just like use words to come up with an image. Like you type in words and then they show you the image. And he showed me some of the stuff he made on it. And I was like, how do you feel about it? And he said, it's a new way to do art. Like, I'm controlling it. Like, the words are the art this time. Like,
well,
it's,
that's
you know,
kind of how she
you're
felt.
You're painting with words? Yeah, so I know there's artists, and she's probably one of them, who think this is cool. This is a new medium. There was paint. There was bronze. There was marble. Now there is an algorithm that is driven by machine learning that will create it. But other people get scared by that, I guess. I'm sure when everybody discovered oil paints and not just cave mud, it was like, what are these magical, horrible things?
I think the way she described it to me, I still have reservations about what, you know, what we talked about. But the way she described it is like just another way to get feedback on her fragrance. It was not so scary.
Yeah, there's two separate ways she was using it. ChatGPT, obviously different from the image generator that she did, but both in the same vein as using artificial intelligence to push creativity forward.
Yeah.
Until it's too late. I feel like I just put a footnote on every conversation. I'm like, yeah, it's great. And then I'm like, until, because I just want to go on record just in case, like, we're all in a dystopian land and fat mascara is coming to you from like the tin thing that we had to rig together because they took over. I'm just putting it out there. Probably watched too much television, but just put it out there. All right, moving on.
Well, things that happen in television end up usually happening.
Yeah.
So
we'll see you. We'll see you guys there. We'll be coming into your earbuds. All right.
But yeah, we had a great conversation about it. And then, wow, I will never tire of the Botox conversation and the injectable conversation and where we are, because it's like, is it too much? Is it too little? Tom Ford has weighed in. Tom Ford, who rarely speaks, just full stop, went on a podcast, Table for Two, with Bruce Buzzy. Tom Ford, you're always welcome here at Fat Mascara if you want to unpack this. But he said, and we know Tom Ford is one of the most handsome men in fashion, maybe on earth.
We do?
I think he's so handsome. You don't think
Tom
Ford? I think
she was using the royal way. Yeah, but I mean, you know, personal tastes.
I think he's so handsome. And he said, people are injecting way too many things in their face. You look at a lot of celebrities now and you just think, oh God, what do they see when they look in the mirror? They don't even look like themselves any longer. It's truly dysmorphia. And he's talking about face dysmorphia, body dysmorphia. And he says, I think a lot of these people lose touch with who they were. They see a line and they think they have to fill it. They see a wrinkle and they think they've got to fill it. They see someone else's mouth and they think they need to have that. And then he pointed to Ali McGraw, who's 84, as an example of somebody who thinks who looks beautiful and incredible without, and he's assuming that she's not had any surgery. And then he said this line that I just think is incredible, and I've said it like three times since I've read this article. At a certain point, you have to give up trying to be best in show and settle for best in class.
What does that mean?
I think it's, you don't want to need to be number one. You don't need to be, I look the youngest, I look the hottest, I look, everybody look at me. And it's like, well, it depends what class means to you.
Okay, best in class, not best in show.
But I think he's had such an incredible life. And I think he's a real artist. I mean, look at what he's done in film and art and fashion. And I think he's like just looking from an aesthetic perspective, and he's like, people are abusing this tool.
Mm-hmm. You heard it from Tom Ford, I guess. I have to check out that podcast too. I've never actually listened to it.
Guy has a lot of great guests. I was looking at it and I was like, wow. Yeah, he's got a lot of great guests.
All right. Anything else for us?
No. I ended with Tom Ford. I went out with a bang.
It's a hard act to follow, but I think Georgina can do it. Let's get into it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Thank you.
Okay, Fat Mascara fam, I'm so excited to introduce you to Georgina Kim. Georgina, welcome.
Thanks so much, Georgina. Hey, thank you, Jess.
I mean, welcome as in you've been working with us for like a month or two now, but you've not been in the studio and not on the show yet. So for anybody who doesn't know who you are and why would they, tell us, what's your background? Why do you love Fat Mascara? Why did you want to be our intern?
Let's see. I mean, background, I grew up in a very small town near Albany in upstate New York. Growing up, I would say it was a pretty traditional Asian household. So things like makeup and experimenting with things too crazy was not really within anyone's comfort zone. So I focused a lot on things that I could still have fun with, but were a little less visible, like taking care of my skin, playing around with fragrances. So I think that's where the early love of skincare and fragrances came from. And then for my professional life, I've really kind of spent a lot of my time working within tech or tech adjacent industries. Right now I am in between jobs, just really trying to feel what makes me feel good? What do I really like doing a lot? And then just kind of going with where that takes me. Yeah, definitely in a state of growth and change. And then I would say I've been listening to Fat Mascara personally for over a year. It was something that was referred to me by a lovely woman who works at the Fragrance Foundation for really a good source to listen to beauty-related news, get fresh takes on what's going on, and then, of course...
I'm just kidding.
I love the Fragrance Foundation.
Yeah, I love their annual fragrance day that they do and the beautiful box of samples they show and, of course, the video content that they have accompanying it. I've already kind of like listened to two of theirs. I intend to sign up for it every year after. I think it's really, really cool what they're doing even for like an average everyday consumer.
So I know you know skincare and fragrance because your Instagram, what's your Instagram handle?
Oh, it's Pink and Fancy.
You guys, Georgina has an aesthetic. And I know we think this term is overused, but when I saw her Instagram, I was like, I want to inhabit this world. This girl knows fragrance and skincare. It's very feminine and fun. And like, it lets me get into my girly side.
It's Pink and Fancy. What fragrance are you loving right now? Like, what's the one you're reaching for a lot?
Yeah, so I'm actually staying with family right now, so I could only really bring the ones that I truly loved that I wouldn't get sick of. So I would say Tom Ford Cherry is just a great, Lost Cherry is a great everyday, kind of feminine, a little bit playful sort of scent. The Chanel Chance Eau Fraîche is also just one that literally wakes me up in the mornings when I can't get started on things that I have to do, but it's that like really zesty green energetic scent that I love. Those are two that I really enjoy right now, just given that it's spring, sometimes cold, sometimes hot, changing seasons. Yeah.
Nice. And you did, first of all, this girl knows how to do research. I can't picture her not getting started in the morning. Like, I feel like you jump out of bed and like have like a full power presentation ready to go. But you did some amazing research for us on hand creams. Now, tell us, I want you to share some of your favorites, but like, why did you want to look into hand creams?
Yeah. So I would say, again, even from when I was young, hand creams, I've always had pretty dry skin, especially growing in upstate New York. And then I went to school in upstate. So, oh my gosh, I needed the hydration in the winters. But when I thought about it a little bit more, it was something I even loved having with me when I started working. So I think with hand creams, the benefit of this is that unlike kind of makeup where depending on your skin type, skin tone, not everyone can use the same product, pretty much everyone needs hydrated hands. So I think that's one thing. The other, I would say that it's something that you can really easily share with friends and people around you. Can't really do that for every single kind of makeup or skincare product there is. And then I think the other important thing, which didn't even realize until recently, is that it's this moment of self-care you can kind of give yourself when you're stressed out or you just need something to soothe, to calm yourself. What's better than kind of like slathering on something that is
a little like distraction?
Yeah. Lovely scent. And then just take your mind off of whatever it might be.
So what are some of your favorites?
One that I know kind of girlfriends, guy friends really enjoy was the Sol de Janeiro hand cream. This, I love the packaging.
Oh, she's keeping it on theme. She's had Tom Ford and Sol de Janeiro. It's as if we planned this.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
Yeah. Great price point, under 20 bucks. Love the packaging. It's one of these products you can just literally use with one hand when you're busy, kind of in the middle of a ton of different things. The scent, of course, it's like a pistachio, coconutty. Some friends say it smells like summer, which I basically think is like the perfect way to describe it. A little goes a long way. It has this sort of like wet formula. So if you use a little pea size drop, it really just kind of slathers and can go all over your hands. I especially love it just kind of concentrating on your cuticles because it just spreads super nicely all over. And the scent is, it's a little bit strong. So if you don't like scented things, might not be a good choice. But if you're fine with scent and smelling like summer, I would say that's a great one to consider.
I'm into that. Also, pea size is a good tip. I feel like when I put hand cream, I just like forget that I'm doing hand cream. I think I'm doing body lotion and squirt out way too much. Good reminder.
What else? What else? You got more? I'm inspired. I just put on hand cream.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. I'm like, my hands are disgusting. Go on.
Yeah. I would say my overall favorite, though, was the Tatcha Indigo hand cream. So I wish they stocked at things like a place like Sephora. But the thing I loved about the Tatcha one is that it has this like lightly woody, almost spa-like scent. So it's not overwhelming. It's really calming. And then the texture of it, when you put it on, it comes out in this like light blue scent, which is a little bit of a surprise. But when you put it on, it leaves a silky, soft, matte finish to your hands. Still feels hydrated, but never any sort of like ultra hydrating tackiness to it at all. So you can literally kind of pick up your phone and...
I was just going to say, could we do tech right after we put it on? That's like key.
Yeah, the Tatcha one is the best one. Sol de Janeiro needs a couple minutes, I would say, before
a couple minutes.
I would say maybe...
She doesn't care. She's just sniffing it and feeling the summer vibes. It's fine.
Exactly, yeah. So those are the three I really love. And I was definitely focusing on items you can just throw in your purse, have with you on the go. The last one, I think, is probably the product that started it all. So that's the Aesop Reverence hand cream. Definitely a bit of a splurge. But if you actually get the 17-ounce bottle, when you kind of do the math, it is a little bit cheaper than normal hand creams that you can kind of toss in your purse. So it's a good value.
You did not do a cost per use, did you?
Like,
look at her.
I'm going to bring this up. It has to be justifiable. And I was like, yes, it is in that sense.
I love that you gave yourself like little data points you had to hit. You
had
were like,
to.
I can't give them one.
Yes.
That's too
God.
Expensive.
Yep. Had to.
So does this smell like the hand wash? I've never used the hand cream, but I'm obsessed with the hand wash.
Yeah, it's just a little bit more intense version of the hand wash. I used the set at a friend's place years ago, and I like was hooked on the brand since. So it has that same like woody, earthy scent. Has so many kind of essential oils that I literally use a full pump of it at night. So I definitely overuse it, but it's the only product that when you wake up, your skin feels softer, look different. Cuticles are like, have been repaired somewhat.
I never put hand cream on before bed. Why
yeah,
do I
I'm
do
like
that?
Obsessed with doing that, especially in the winters. Oh my gosh, it's crucial.
That Albany girl.
I should do
yeah.
that.
Good learning.
I just kept it next to my bed with my night cream. That would
especially
be smart.
Especially the Aesop looks so nice. Yeah.
Do you put things in a tray? How do you like store your stuff?
I do store some perfumes I'm loving in a tray, but otherwise on my bedstand, it's literally this kind of like gilded pineapple lamp and then the Aesop hand balm next to it.
On brand, I would say. Summery, fresh, light, feminine, luxurious. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so glad you did this research for us. And you did try a bunch more, right? These are just
yes,
your favorites.
These just stood out as I would kind of purchase and I think repurchase. Yeah, once I run out of what it is I have.
And the fam will like them too.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely
oh my
hope
God.
So.
I'm so glad you got to come hang out with us.
Yeah,
for a little
thank
bit.
You guys so much. Yeah, it was so
we
fun.
We should ask everybody, like, what project should we give Georgina next that she can research for us so we don't have to try them all?
You're very smart, Georgina.
Yeah.
Thanks,
we'll think about that. All right, guys, you ready to raise some wands?
I'm ready to raise a wand.
All right, let's do it. Okay, well, thank you, Georgina. I'm so glad she was here, or she still is here, Betty, but now we're doing you. We're doing you, not Georgina. We're going to do Raise a Wand. First of all, we're done with the body scrubs. There were a lot of honorable mentions. So what I did is I built a little link with like all of the listeners who called in and like a quote about the body scrub they loved and the body scrubs. So you can see them all on our Shop My page. I put that in the show links for you. Special shout out to Christine. I think you're from the Bay Area from your phone number because you left me a voicemail. She might have left me three voicemails. Christine, I freaking love you. The first one, like she started wrong. Then she gave this amazing recommendation for her body scrub.
And then she calls me back like a couple minutes later and she's like, just kidding. I feel weird about my voice. I don't want you to use it. Christine,
why did you feel weird about your voice?
A lot of people do, Jess. I got a lot of people, I edit this out usually, but will mention on their recording, like, I don't like the way my voice sounds, but I love you guys, so here we go, or whatever.
No, but I don't like the way my voice sounds either, and it's like, it is what it is, what it is.
Well, people have their different insecurities, and I don't want to put Christine on the spot. I'm not including her last name. But Christine, if you're listening to this week's episode and you're out there, we love you. Your voice is amazing. And you better call us again soon and do a raise a one that we can actually play.
I don't know why I was so harsh on everyone. I don't know why I decided to be so like...
It was tough love. You were giving them tough love. Like, suck it up. We hear our voices all day long and we deal with it.
I think that's it. I think it's like... Sometimes I'll like be in the other room. I'll be in the living room / kitchen. We all like have like these like small apartments in this area, and I will hear Jeff flipping through like Instagram story or like the podcast, and I'll just hear this like dumbass voice, and I'll immediately recognize it as my own.
I don't think your voice is dumbass at all.
No, but I'll just be like, and I'm like, that's me.
No.
So it's just.
Well, I think more people in the fam need the experience of what it's like to be on the air and on the radio. So I'm actually about to give our raise a one over to Julie from Oakland. Julie speaks for about 2 minutes and I'm not editing it because I think Julie has something important thing to say. So I want everybody to just like picture Julie talking to Jess directly for the next 2 minutes. I think you'll see why. She's one of us, guys. She's one of us. Take it away, Julie.
Hey, Jess and Jen. It's Julie from Oakland, California. And I see myself as sort of the West Coast Jessica because we are both September 81 babies, Virgo power, and I sort of align myself with her sensibilities in terms of scent. And a few years ago, or a couple of years ago, when Jess suggested the Aqua Allegoria Coconut Fizz in her Raise a Wand, I thought, you know what? I should try this because if Jess is suggesting that I try anything with a tropical, dare I say, evocation of marine note, I'm going to try it. So I bought it and I totally loved the Aqua Allegoria Coconut Fizz by Guerlain. However, they discontinued it. Have no fear because Maison Louis Méry is here because they created a new scent, their number 13, Nouvelle Vague. I don't know how to pronounce it. You guys, I took Spanish in high school. I'm not as refined as you New Yorkers because you guys are closer to Europe. However, this Maison Louis Méry number 13 Nouvelle Vague, I seriously kid you not, an absolute, I don't like to use the word dupe, okay? But it is indistinguishable from the Coconut Fizz, okay? So if you loved the Coconut Fizz and you can't get it anymore, try number 13 Nouvelle Vague from Maison Louis Méry. It's, I don't know how to describe it except for it puts me like on a tropical or Mediterranean island where I might be sipping something frozen and walking on the beach with like sort of a waft of salt. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Julie, if you're ever on the East Coast, call me.
All the way here in Europe adjacent New York City.
Yeah, we're right on Paris's doorstep. They think of us as like
usually.
Yeah. They really regard Hoboken, New Jersey as like basically the second fragrance capital.
What arrondissement is Hoboken? It's like, picture it's like the 47th arrondissement. Like it's all the way out near the airport.
The next Guerlain event is going to be at, I don't know, O'Reilly's pub.
Oh, yeah, O'Reilly's. Yeah. Oh,
listen,
she's a delight.
You're really funny. I think I would have given you another minute to do your voice memo. It was so good.
Also, coming in with like summer fragrances, summer scents. So I thought we'd keep that going because I love giving people, I think it helps people coalesce their thoughts when they call us. I love giving a little homework. And I think we need a new scent for summer. Georgina inspired us with some of the scented hand creams. Julie just inspired us with her, dare she say, marine scent. So what's everybody wearing for the summer?
Yes, like, what are we doing? Summer scents is a great homework. But also though, can we just discuss though, why these brands discontinue perfectly good scents and also are not honest about what their shelf life, not shelf life, but what their lifespan is going to be. Because Guerlain
needs to come with a warning, like, don't get too hooked, ladies.
Right. Or they could build excitement. We know, like, Escada, perfect. And we'll get back to Razor One in a second. But like Escada, people who love Escada know that there's always going to be the Escada summer scent. Remember, like, they used to do that? They probably still do.
Ibiza fling. Then we're going to wherever. I got a different tie-dye bottle every summer. Always going to be fruity, fresh, floral, but like a little bit. Get it while it's hot. It's going to be gone soon.
Right. They're passionate about whatever the Escada scent is that summer. Guerlain, and I love them, and you guys know I love you, but like, I didn't know that Coconut Fizz was a one and done. And maybe they didn't know it either, but like, just, I'm not talking about Guerlain specifically, but I wish it would say 2022 on it or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if it's subtle.
Yeah, so we can know and we can stock up if we're fans.
Yeah.
Well, this is why we always have to be discovering new, right? Because our things that we love come and go. So we want to know, give us the new. You guys know what we like. I like a woody, green, earthy, but I can be convinced on a floral and a fruity. I'm not sure if gourmand's my thing for the summer, but you tell me. Jess?
I'd love to see you in a gourmand.
Well, but everybody also seems to know what your scent profile is. So give us, yeah, whatever you guys are going to like, we're going to like. So tell us about it. Call us 646-481-8182 or email us at info@fatmascara.com. Don't worry about your voice. I will edit it, I promise. And even if you mess up, you don't have to call back. Just like keep talking to me. Honestly, you guys should hear the raw version of Fat Mascara that's unedited. Like, we fix it all up. We take out the annoying parts. So, okay. I think I'm going to go first because I'm sort of in line with this. I was raising a wand in general to a note that is new, not new to me, but I'm just like obsessed with right now, neroli. Like I all this work, like homework on orange blossom. First of all, I didn't know petigrain came from the same tree. It's also from the orange blossom tree, but from the leaves and stems. Had no idea. Love that scent. And then there's like the orange blossom absolute from the peel, but neroli is from the flower. And it's not a waxy floral. It's not a white floral. It's a little spicy. It's a little green. It's like floral, but I wouldn't say fresh. I'd say herbal. An herbal floral? I don't know. Am I doing okay, Jess? What do you say about neroli?
God, it's like all of my brain power just left. I think of it as like a floral note.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not, you're right. It's not a petally sweet floral.
Nor is it tropical.
You're right. I think you hit the nail on the head. Herbal floral.
All right, good. Well, so there's two things right now that I raise the wand to them because I like them, but in general, I've been using that home court. We were just talking about Courtney Cox, neroli leaf hand wash. And I had some house guests recently and they were like obsessed with it. And I was like, I know. I always put out good hand wash for the guests.
Fresh floral. Could you call it fresh? But fresh also, I learned, means nothing.
Right. And to me, fresh implies like a watery lightness. And this has a bit of an astringency and herbal quality. So I wouldn't, but I'm sure fresh means something different to everybody. So yeah, it could be a fresh floral. It's definitely not a heady floral. It's not a sexy gourmandy floral.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I've been using that home court hand wash. And then have you ever heard of the brand Lil Fox?
L-E-L-T or something?
L-I-L-F-O-X. It's Miami-based like beauty boutique. She's an aromatherapist. Her name's Alexis Rose. And I did like a little desk side learning about some of her products. And they give beauty treatments with these products too. Let me tell you, you know I like a fragranced face product. I have no problem with that. And these are freaking aromatherapy, but disguised as skincare. They're so delicious. And she has this neroli brightening toning mist.
Mm.
And like, do I need a toning mist? Like, no. Is it changing my skin? No. But I have fucking obsessed with it. I'm like spraying it everywhere. I'm like, oh, does my beauty blender need to blend in with neroli toning mist instead of tap water? Oh, yeah. I'm fancy. I'm wasting it on that. I'm just really enjoying it. So neroli is what I'm raising a wand to. And you?
Ooh, okay. Mine is, usually we're like in sync. It's, we usually have like a theme that we didn't realize about. Mine is just an eyeliner. It's an eyeliner, but it's a color that is difficult to find. I personally find it. I love an unusual colored eyeliner. I don't know if this is the second time I've mentioned Syrah in the past couple of months.
Yeah, the lash tint you were really obsessed with.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, guys. I'm pumping up Syrah again. But sorry, Syrah makes good product. So Syrah has this thing called the Smoky Eye Baton. And I got the Smoky Eye Baton in a color that is really weird. Okay? It's called Fumé. No, not Fumé, sorry. The names are very weird. Senders. And now if you're French, you're like, it's not that. It's pronounced something nice.
She took Spanish at school like Julie.
Oh my God. We have an interview that we just did yesterday, Jen and I. And when that airs, really flubbed some of the language. Remember that moment, Jen? Remember she said something like nice?
Yeah, it was fine. People will know next Friday when they hear it. It's okay. All good.
Yeah.
So this is the French word for cinder, I'm imagining?
I guess so, yeah. And it's an ashy taupe.
Okay. Ash. Yeah.
It's an ash. Cinder. An ash-colored liner.
So like a brow pencil color, but as an eyeliner.
It's a taupe with like a gray in it. And it's so beautiful because all it does is lightly defines your eyes, but it's not brown. We all have a brown liner and it just kind of gets the job done. It's nice. This is like a grayish brown. And it's like, what is that?
Something's a little look twice, little French girl, je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And you're able to smush it out. You know, it's very blendable.
Smudgeable. Yeah.
But I also just kind of like, I think it's nice also just as a line too. Try it.
So pretty with your eye color. I'm excited about that. Okay.
Thank you.
Sans
it's beautiful.
Cinder, maybe. We will put a link to it on our Shop My shelf. And everything that we mentioned on the show is always there. And, oh, big thanks to Georgina. Wonderful Georgina. Who doesn't love Georgina? She's already gone. She's going to get her beauty sleep, guys, just like you should. And maybe we'll bring her back if you're lucky. All right. Have a good one.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.